Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, the high school football season is underway for thousands of students across South Florida. For parents of players, there are a number of considerations for this year's season. The politics surrounding the NFL and the national anthem, balancing academics with their practices, and, of course, concerns surrounding concussions. Over the next several weeks, we will have a number of conversations with coaches, players, medical professionals, and parents involved in high school football programs. Today, we're going to hear from Dr. Jillian Hotz, director of the University of Miami's concussion program at the UHealth Sports Medicine Institute. Dr. Hotz is coordinating with high school sports programs across Miami-Dade County to confirm athletic trainers are up to speed on the latest concussion protocols. Now, her team is also conducting innovative new research on concussion treatment, including a pill that has CBD, a pain relief chemical found in medical marijuana. We spoke with her at her office at the University of Miami.
I think we're at the beginning of this. We can only diagnose CTE still at autopsy. We are trying to improve technology to have some sort of markers along the way as people do take injury and do recover or take multiple injuries. I also think that you're right. It's more at the professional level, not so much college, high school, and there's really nothing going on at the youth level.
Remind us, too, by the way, what CTEs are.
So it's, you know, looking, again, only it can be diagnosed at autopsy, and it's an increase of protein called tau, and this is what they're finding on very specific pathology reports and also in laboratory-type findings, you know, when brains are examined. So we have a long way to go with this. I know there's a lot of labs and research facilities across the country working on different imaging or markers, especially some biomarkers, which is serum and protein levels, to look at hallmark of concussion-type injuries.
Do you get the sense that players, the coaches, the parents, that they under—I mean, look, this is—it's a national discussion, but do you get the sense that they're even talking about it or that they want to even think about it?
No, I still think it's the C word. I still think that kids are going to play through if they're not hauled off the field by somebody that says, hey, wait a minute, you know, you don't look so good. You know, we see kids every week in clinic, and I say to them, so what happened? Oh, it was first quarter, but I played through the game. Oh, okay, you know. So, you know, we're sort of like used to them sucking it up and playing through. What I think is happening is that people on the sidelines, especially here in Dade County, we're able to train and have specific workshops for these athletic trainers. They're better at identifying the symptoms and also really knowing their players because they're there full time. So I think the identification's better. And then also the information to the coaches. Coaches are certified now. USA Football does a good job doing that. So I think just the information's out there and it's repeated on a yearly basis.
I remember talking to you a couple years ago, and there was a young woman, a soccer player, in your office, and she had had a concussion, and she was going through the testing, and you told her she wasn't going to be able to play that weekend, and her mother was upset, and they kept talking about how dad would be upset. But how often do you run into this? Where's the pressure coming from? Is it peer pressure? Is it the coach's pressure? Is it the parents? Where's the pressure for these kids to just keep playing, play through it, no matter what?
Yeah, there are definitely some parents that, you know, just have trouble accepting that their child has had this injury, which you can't see. So they look fine, you know, they may not have their swagger or their bounce that they have, or their personality maybe not be exactly the same, but, you know, parents still say, suck it up and get back on there. And these are some parents that are sort of played in their day or, you know, have expectations that, you know, their child may go to play in college or professional level. And then it's also, you know, the coaches too, right? There's a lot of pressure from coaches that, you know, you're my best player and we can't lose you this week. So those discussions, you know, still go on. But I think, you know, we're trying to educate the athletes. I've got a couple ex-NFL players that go out and help us educate our high school players so they can relate to them and they can make them understand that, you know, it's not a bad thing that you go and tell somebody you have a headache, because if you don't, you're just going to, you know, get a worse headache and you're going to keep getting hit. So you might as well get out now and recover and then go back to play.
There was a story in Education Week, and it was basically saying it's time to end football in high school. It talked about the risk of serious or continuous concussive blows to the head, the long-term health implications, and they even questioned whether educators' jobs, you know, are to protect children. And I'm just curious what you think about that. I mean, there are head injuries in a lot of sports. It's not just football, but football is the one that I guess is really center of this debate, though. But I don't know. What's your take on just overall safety? And you know, is it really the job of the educator to protect kids? And do we have to go that far?
Contact sports, I think, are being looked at differently, whether it's hockey, soccer, football. Again, I think it's up to the way that coaches and technique is delivered. I think we are doing a much better job now, even with soccer, of heading the ball after, you know, 13, how to head the ball. Hockey, same thing. There's been some policy changes. Football, I think heads up, the heads up program, teaching the right technique at a very young age. I think these are all really positive things. There's some kids that this is all they want to do. They want to play hockey, football, soccer, and, you know, why ruin that dream? I don't think we have a lot of data still for youth, high school, even college, to see, you know, what the effects are down the road. I think that we're just at the beginning of all of this. And also, it's a family decision, because it's really, you know, parents that have the responsibility to manage their kids. And the same thing I always say is, like, would you drop your child off at a swimming pool without a lifeguard? And so why would you drop them off at a hockey rink or a soccer field or a football field without somebody properly trained to manage your children?
I'm speaking with Dr. Jillian Hotz, director of the University of Miami's Concussion Program, and we're talking at the UHealth Sports Medicine Institute. We're looking at issues surrounding head injuries in high school football and other sports and what medical advancements have been made in diagnosing concussions. What do you tell parents and teachers, and I wonder what coaches are trained in, as to what they're supposed to be looking for? What kind of symptoms are you supposed to be looking for that may tell you that there could be some kind of problem here, that they may have had a concussion? As you said, sometimes you don't know that you've had a concussion.
So, you know, the whole myth is you don't have to have a loss of consciousness to have a concussion. You don't have to be blacked out. Just the acceleration, deceleration, or more of like a whiplash type injury could cause symptoms. So it's really watching, you know, the best you can, these plays. And of course, it's one athletic trainer, you know, that's covering a whole field, so you're not going to see everything. But, you know, if somebody does take a hard hit, they get up slow, they look dazed, they walk to the wrong side of the field, they, you know, sort of walk back to the bench with a glazed over look, I think, you know, those are the type of kids that you really have to sit on the bench and start evaluating and examining. And it's probably best to have them not return to play and be checked out. I think we know a lot more about how to treat symptoms. And most, 85% of kids that sustain these type of injuries recover within 10 to 12 days. It's really the 12% or so that may go on to have longer term issues. But again, if I had to say one thing to a listening audience, is if you do have any of these symptoms, rather go and get checked out early, acutely, than wait a month with headaches.
And I wanted to go over, you know, what the protocol is here in South Florida, because as you said, the trainers are now trained that if they see something, that kid's got to be yanked, and then they've got to go through tests. They can't go back and play until they've gone through a series of tests, right?
Sure, there's a protocol. So we have a six-step protocol, and it all starts with before the season. So it's the education and the workshop for the athletic trainers and the directors and coaches, and then it's baseline testing. We have a neurocognitive baseline test. We use IMPACT, which looks at your ability for memory, reaction time, processing speed. So we'll get that before the season, and then if there is a concussion, within 72 hours, we'll have another test like that, which the athletic trainer puts the athlete in front of a computer. There's a clinic appointment. They come and actually see a clinic. We have a neuro-based clinic. We're all neuro-type people, so we're looking at things like headache, dizziness, paying attention, focus, memory. These are some of the things that are very important to take a look at post-injury. And then if they are asymptomatic, then we gradually put them back to play. The days are really gone where somebody's been out of play for 2 weeks and you say, okay, you know, just you're in the next game on Tuesday and it's Monday.
There were some stories that had come out in the last couple of years about a concussion pill. What is that exactly? And I mean, is this something that has any kind of promise?
Well, that's a big research study we have here. We're really interested in looking at the effects of CBD, cannabinoid. We hear a lot about medical marijuana, the marijuana plant, and the positive effects this has, but nobody's really studied it. And we know that CBD is really good for pain, anxiety, headache. So why not do a systematic review of this and really find out, is this something good that we could be using that really is very positive? It's more naturalistic, has a lot of health benefits, but we need to study it. So we need to know how safe it is, dosing. You know, maybe you will be going to CVS or Walgreens one day and there will be an aisle for somebody who has concussion symptoms and maybe there will be a pill on the shelf. But I think we really are at the beginning of studying this. We're just in preclinical here.
That was Dr. Jillian Hotz, director of the University of Miami's Concussion Program. We're going to continue our reporting on high school football here on Sundown. You can find more information on our website, WLRN.org.